Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. We'll talk a little about the review of our Colorado State game and then dive in. We're in Air Force Week and a big, big ball game there. You know, after reviewing the tape, a lot of the things that I saw on the sidelines kind of paired itself out as a classic football game. Both teams gave great effort. We're really pleased with the win. You know, the deciding factor, I think, was the special teams, our ability to get some points there. That's not to say the other factors of the game were not really important. Josh did a great job, dealing with the conditions, being able to throw, but more so, and Coach Bobo talked about this after the game, his ability to run, I thought, really had a profound effect. And field conditions certainly came into play. They were the same for both teams, but I thought our guys adapted to it really well. We did receive one injury. Ravonte Holt will not be playing this week. He's going to get scoped, and we'll find out the extent of the injury. You know, as I mentioned after the game, initially we think it's an ACL, but until the doctors really get in there, we won't know. But he will not play this week. Moving on to Air Force, certainly, you know, an exciting game, another great game on the mountainside, has conference implications. We're going to really need to have a great week of practice. Anytime you play Air Force, you're playing, you know, a really good quality program. I know that they have a lot of new players coming this year, but as opposed to saying, new guys coming in, I think they're more or less reloading as opposed to replacing. They have a lot of guys in their program that have played a lot of reps. Offensively, they're leading our conference in rushing. I think they're eighth in the country in rushing. They're also leading in scoring. And so, they're a prolific offense, and they're an offense that schematically is a challenge because they do so many unique things. And really, there's not anything that we can generate as defensive coaches that they have not seen through their library of experience. Coach Calhoun and that staff, both sides of the football, do a great job, and have a great deal of respect for the Air Force Academy. Offensively, Worthman is doing an outstanding job as their quarterback. He did not play against us last year. He has played, and he really is a great quarterback and operates that offense very well. He has the ability to throw, so you're not looking at a one-dimensional player there. You know, they've got two sturdy fullbacks, and the tailbacks have made a lot of big plays, and they've made some plays in the passing game as well. Defensively, they've replaced a lot of guys, and I would say they've reloaded. But offensively, they've got six seniors that are playing and four juniors. So you've got an older veteran squad. And so we're excited about playing Air Force. And as I said, a conference game and a mountainside game. So there's a lot to play for there. So that all being said, I'll open up to any questions anybody may have.
You look at Air Force, you faced the triple option against the Mexico a couple weeks ago. They're kind of different. What are some of the biggest differences from when you look at what New Mexico wants and tries to do to what Air Force tries to do?
Well, first of all, the quarterback sometimes is in the shotgun, but most of the time he's under center, and you've got three phases of the option. And what they also have done, Robert, is, a great deal of diversity within a triple option. There's two-way options. They're pulling an onside guard. There's reverses, there's all kinds of things. And so while there are some similarities to New Mexico, I think it's pretty significantly different.
With Ravonte being out, do you expect to have to work anybody else besides the three guards that's on the depth chart?
Well, those guys are going to be the main guys that spend time in there. Javari came in and played really well against Colorado State. We're pleased with his progress. And then Dalton Fields is an older player also.
Coach, how concerned are you about that lack of fullback?
We're really concerned. Anytime you play that offense, if you go back, the principles to stopping that offense is, number one, stop the fullback, number two, stop the quarterback. And, against Colorado State, they really got the fullback going particularly late in the game. And so it's a major concern. We have a great deal of confidence in our players that are playing those positions, but nonetheless, we are thin.
Faced New Mexico's a couple couple of weeks ago, now you're back in that option mode, kind of good, bad, or indifferent. It is what it is. You can't change it, but it's good you've already kind of seen something somewhat similar, at least as far as option football, or does it really matter?
Oh, I think there's some similarities, and certainly, you know, I talked to Andrew Wingert about that because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, of all the different schematical assignments for those players on defense, you know, we played well, but then flipping and going into a traditional pro-style offense have made it a challenge, and now flipping back. The good news is I think we've got some experienced players. Staff's pretty experienced, but it's going to be a really, really hectic week of practice. We'll be grinding, I can tell you that.
I think in terms of freshman at tackle, the only guy not playing this year is Gavin Zanetti. Is he faced with an injury? Or
no, he's back, okay. But we're in the process of redshirting. He's just a little bit light right now.
But, you know, obviously, you mentioned how prolific Air Force's offense has been, but Army shut him out for the first time since, what, 92 or something, and there weren't any turnovers, so I'm sure you looked at some of that. But what did, I know Army's very good this year,
yeah.
So what did they kind of
do? Well, I think we looked a lot at Army. You know, one of the things that you have is just like we're really familiar with defending a pro-style offense, they go against that. There are 15 practices in the spring and then all fall camp. And so I certainly think, you know, when you look at the Commanders and Chiefs Trophy, all those three schools, those academies run the same style offense. And so there are elements of a game plan that you can pull out. But then you also have to realize they do that every week. This is a one-time, not experiment, but it's a one-time scheme for us.
With Kellen kind of having some stuff at the end of the last game rushing, do you kind of see him figuring in a little bit more in terms of the rushing?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that during the course of this week. I think certainly Kellen did some nice things, and I also think our offensive line did a really good job moving people off the line of scrimmage late in the game, so it was a good combination.
You just mentioned about, you know, Josh running the football, and certainly don't want to see him taking hits, but again, it's about competitiveness and doing what it takes to win games. You like what you're seeing in that, and ideally, would you like to not see him run as much, or what are your thoughts there?
You know, he has ability. He's a big, strong guy, and while there's a certain risk of injury when you're running him, there's, I believe, a significantly less risk of running him on predetermined runs as opposed to getting sacked. That's where guys, but nonetheless, anytime you expose your quarterback, you've got to pick and choose when you do that. The other thing that we have appreciated is Josh. Josh is an ultra-competitive guy, and I think you saw part of that competitive nature come out on that last drive. You know, we're not going to quell that. Let's just be real clear. We're deep in November. The Ducks are on the pond. We're playing to win this thing. And we're pulling out all stops. We're going to do whatever we can to put the Cowboys in position to win. And I know this is Josh Allen is very focused on doing what he can to help these Cowboys win. So if that means running him sometimes, he's going to run. Well, I thought our guys really adapted in the second half to, you know, there was a couple schemes that CSU presented us with, and our coaches made some good adjustments, and our players made some great adjustments out there, and, you know, we tackled well in adverse conditions, and, you know, I kind of joked in here, if you're going to play in the North Atlantic, you got to train in the North Atlantic. Sometimes there's advantages to being in Laramie. And so I thought our players really had a great focus. And the other thing, too, was just a desire to win. And that cannot be you can't overstate that or understate that. I mean, it was our guys really had a deep desire to win, and so it was exciting.
What was it like to go back to defend that wrong suit? How did that feel?
Well, it's really rewarding because you look at elements within a program where you're taking a team and you're developing a program, and this was a game that had conference standings implications. You know, realistically, I mean, CSU still has a shot, but there's a lot of different elements or different things that have to happen. So the winner of that game was still going to be in the hunt. CSU is a really good football program, and I think we are too. And so there was a lot there. And so to secure that win and have the boot back another year, I mean, it was a great step for our program. Now, this is going to be another great step, too. I mean, we've had competitive games against Air Force, and you're just going down the road a little bit. And so I can tell you this. After that win, our players enjoyed it. As soon as I laid down, thoughts were about Air Force. And you're waking up on Sunday working away. I'm sure Air Force is doing the same thing.
Coach, kind of following up on that, won a lot of close games in the last couple of years. Is that showing you something about this team, just their confidence and their ability in clutch situations?
I think it is. And that comes about through a lot of different building blocks. And one of those building blocks is trust. And I can't overstate that enough, that coaches trust those players. Those players trust the coaches, trust the game plan, and then moreover, they trust each other. And, you know, the more emotional investment that you give, the harder it is to give up. And the resolve to win and finding a way to win, it's been heartwarming, but those are also building blocks as you move the football program forward.
Coach Alonzo, having to miss a few weeks with the injury and, you know, coming back for the first time Saturday, how do you think he did?
We thought he played well. You know, his attention to detail was good. He got called one time for being downfield on a pass, and he was engaged. And I think that's a young player's aggressive mistake. But outside of that, we're really pleased with how he played.
How's Ryan Cummings doing as far as I don't expect
him to say that. He's around. He's no longer in the hospital. So we're anticipating he's going to be coming back. Whether he's able to play this week, I would say that would be doubtful. But, you know, at least it's in question.
Good. With Trey Woods this year, just getting into that running back spot as a true freshman, what have been maybe some of the challenges, you know, getting kind of thrown into that stage?
I think anytime you're looking at our style offense, you're looking at him seeing different plays, how the play unfolds. You can practice all you want to, but until you're out there in live situations when those defensive players are going full speed, sometimes your reads are a little bit different. The speed of the game changes a little bit. Certainly the passing game can be complicated as well. But I think he's matured. We think he's matured, and he keeps on coming.
He had a very nice catch on Saturday. Did you guys know that he would, you know, bring that element to the passing game?
Well, yeah, we did. You know, out of high school, he did so many things. He played defense. He caught the ball as a receiver. He was a runner. And Josh was under some pressure at that time, and Trey made a nice catch. Beyond that, I thought Drew Van Manen made one of the best catches I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, it was a classic game, and I know Coach Bobo, they were really disappointed that they lost, but if you look at the ebbs and flows of that game, and then you had weather come into play, and I mean, you got a gutsy walk-on fullback that dives and gets a double stinger. Couldn't even feel both arms. And we didn't have a snapper at that time. We had to have a backup snapper go in. And so it was a great classic game, one that I'm going to remember for a long time.
What was going through your head when you saw Overstreet for that game when you stepped down? What was going on in your mind?
You know what? Typically, coaches, you start to look. Obviously, it was great that we scored. But you're looking at time of possessions, field position, how we were going to stage our defense, how the game was going to change.
Which I think up to last week, there have been five straight games with different O-lines. You know, it's going to help having a little continuity there now, two straight weeks with the same five guys out there.
Without question, anytime you play offensive line, now we work a lot of different guys in practice. Coach Fuchs does a good job with those guys. But to have the same five guys out there certainly sends, not only a message of continuity, but they learn how to play together a little bit more. And so during the course of the week, we're excited to have the same five guys.
And you kind of talked about this a little bit. Can you just break down the keys to beating Air Force this weekend? What's it going to take?
Well, it's still a little bit early, in our preparation. But typically for us, I can tell you, we'll really need to limit their explosive plays. And that can happen whether it's a quarterback in the alley, whether the fullback, you know, bends and pops a big run, or sometimes in the passing game. The other thing I think we're going to need to do, and I said it, was to be +2 in the turnover margin to win last week, and I was incorrect. We didn't do that, but I think that's going to be important. And then offensively, be able to move the football on.
Coach,